I did not become a father to feel complete. I became one because something had to stop with me. The chaos, the drift, the habit of letting things slide because no one was watching. Now someone in fatherhood did not soften me, it focused me. It stripped away the luxury of confusion. There is no room for endless self-exploration when a smaller heartbeat depends on your accuracy. I am no longer allowed to be vague. The world tells me to be gentle first. I choose to be present first. Gentleness without structure is abandonment in slow motion. I am not raising a child to fit this age. I am raising her to outlast it, to recognize lies, even when they are spoken softly, to stand without needing permission, to know that comfort is earned. After responsibility, not before. Fatherhood is not control. It is containment. I hold the line so she doesn't have to learn it by bleeding into the world every night. I am tired in a way sleep cannot fix. This is good. It means I spend myself where it mattered. I measure my days now by different units. Did I show steadiness? Did I choose truth? Even when silence was cheaper, did I model restraint without turning it into fear? This is how men are made now, not in war, not in ceremonies, but in kitchens at night, in patience under pressure, in the refusal to outsource what only a father can give. If the world collapses into noise, she will remember my posture, not my opinions, not my anger, my stance. And if one day she walks forward without needing to look back, that will not be loss, that will be success. Fatherhood is not an identity. It is a duty that rewrites you. It is the moment the bloodline stops asking and starts answering. I stand here now between what was and what must be protected. This is not love as feeling. This is love as structure. This is where.